This is Steve Schenck. Glad to have you aboard this beautiful, beautiful Sunday afternoon. Wanted to talk to you about some good stuff. You know, all of those of you that are listening to what's happening out there, all of the problems that we're facing, all of the difficulties, all of the reasons for concern, fear, anxiety, frustration, worry, I think it's great that you're educating yourselves and becoming aware of what's happening. You know, every single one of you that talk to us here at Fearless Radio tell the same story, that your friends and your relatives and even your children and your spouses kind of don't want to go along with this whole thing. You've heard me talk many, many times that the majority of the population in this country wants to function like the three Chinese monkeys, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil, and as a result, hope like the Dickens there won't be any. But you know what? It's kind of interesting. There's a law. It's called the law of attraction. Many of you have heard of it in many different ways. I'm teased from time to time because I kind of laugh at myself also for the same reason. If you took all of the self-help books that I've got and they've collected over years and stacked them up, they'd probably be about 5.5 feet high, each of them being less than an inch in thickness. And all of those pretty much say the same things. And first of all, you know, the power of positive thinking with Norman Vincent Peale a couple hundred years ago, back when I was younger. And the magic of believing, all of this stuff, it all says the same thing. It says that we attract to us what we think about the most, what we dwell upon. You know, many of us out there are having a hard time with life, and we're concentrating on the problems that we have. We're concentrating on what we don't want, and as a result, we get more and more and more of what we don't want. Now, a couple weeks ago, we talked a bit about the fact that you've got to know where you're going, a ship without a rudder and all that kind of goodness. But the fact is that we really do attract the things that we think about the most. We are creators. You know, many of you out there are Christians, and you believe that you're children of a Heavenly Father that is the great creator. And as children, if we've inherited any of the attributes of an eternal godly parent, then they must have to be those of creation. We create what we really believe we want. You know, there are a lot of sayings around that are kind of interesting. Hill made the statement that what a man can conceive and believe, he can achieve. And most of the self-help books talk about the fact that there's nothing that you can't accomplish. We have hundreds, even thousands of people into alternative medicines that have, through what they believe, what they concentrated on, what they visualized, what they've said to themselves over and over again, what they've read about, have been able to heal themselves of things that they were not even possible to be healed of, that were totally incurable. We have people who have accomplished the greatest feats of human nature and kind that look back, and it was because of their will, their determination, and their visualization of who they chose to be. Well, that's what we're going to talk about on this program just a little bit. And after this little break, get out your pads and your pens, and let's figure out how to make all this happen. On the other side, my friends, see you then.
Wow, coffee smells really good.
Hey, terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Most healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans. They're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
This coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a coffee drinker, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3087, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample here or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults, how many years of food you need. When there are shorts, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-6633 on the web, efoods.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. With millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help gain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Service Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enable clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Engulfed by the system and completely free of even thinking about the fact that there were problems and that there was this battle going on between the takeover of the machine and everything. And it's so symbolic of the way most people try to think. They don't want to be told anything. I had a sister who at one time I had learned some of this stuff, and I was saying to her, "Hey, listen, you know, you've got to look into this. There's some stuff going on that is not part of what our country really is intended to be. It's got me really concerned." And she says, stop right there. I don't want you to tell me anymore. I might discover that it's true, and it would be upsetting. You see, that's what you're all dealing with, and that's what we're dealing with here on Fearless Radio. Just like the man that was sitting there in the movie The Matrix, looking out the window, eating his steak, and saying, you know, I can remember both sides of the battle right now, but when you take me into your system, now that I've betrayed my friends, now that I have helped you find them, and I guess you're going to destroy them, I don't want to remember any of this. I want to have my memory wiped completely clean. I don't want to have to think or to decide or be concerned about any of this. That's a heck of a commentary on the human race, but unfortunately, the vast majority of it is that way. You know, and you've all heard, this is not going to be anything new to you, the American Revolution was won by 3% of the people that were living here. What were the rest of them doing? They were supporting England. They were saying, hey, don't rock the boat. I don't want to hear about this. I don't want to have to go get my musket and have to shoot at anybody more than not. I don't want to be shot at by anybody, and I don't want to commit myself. I don't want to get involved. I don't want to do anything. Well, you see, now all of those folks are in beautiful shape because really they can't do anything. You've heard me say before that there's nothing that you can do about the foreign policy of the country. There's nothing that you can do about them tagging livestock in Texas. You know, there are a lot of people that are working very hard to stop them from building that stupid freeway that's going up from Mexico through the United States up to Canada. If you can think of anything to do, if you can support these groups, you better get your butt in gear to do it, because it's your life you're talking about. But even more than that, there's an interesting statement. Freedom and liberty begin with you and your family. Freedom begins at home. You know, Thomas Jefferson made the statement that we can't export freedom, basically. In other words, if we don't support freedom here at home, we're in a situation where we can't have it. We have to have freedom at home first before we try and take it outside. And there was another statement. I've got to get you a list of quotes that will be very, very interesting for you. That come from a little gal that I've talked to and gotten information from. But the fact is that freedom begins with you and me. Remember the little statement that you hear me say at the end of every segment that we have every hour? If it is to be, it's up to me. But freedom is never, ever free. Well, you know, that's what we're talking about today. Knowledge is power. But only if you act upon it. Faith is an action word. The farmer plants his seeds with the faith that they will grow. Monsanto kills the seeds with the faith that the farmer will die. Interesting thought, isn't it? Okay. Now, remember, thinking about this, knowledge is power. I've done a lot of seminars over the years, and I've done a bit of radio, And I know that there are those of you that are actually archiving these programs, putting them down for posterior. Or is that posterity? Think about it. Anyway, you're archiving these programs, but what are you doing about it? What are you doing about it? You know, we wrote some little cartoons during 1999 that were kind of fun. You know, after the fact, when this thing is all shaken down, when there's no more food because the bees have actually accomplished what we are saying to you that they will accomplish when they die off. 80% of the bees gone, 80% of the food gone, the world didn't grow enough food last year to feed itself. You take 80% away from that, you got a basic problem. It's here, it's now. But the majority of the population is not going to react to that. They're not going to react and attack the stores and react and attack the government facilities that they are expecting them to do when they get really, really hungry. There will come a time, there's already some information out to some of the storekeepers to arm themselves to protect themselves from the mobs that will come and demand food when they don't have any. There's all sorts of stuff going on that those of you who are seeking the information may or may not be aware of yet. But remember, I've said before, if you knew what we know, you would immediately start doing something about getting prepared. If you knew the things that we haven't learned yet that we don't know, you wouldn't even listen to the rest of this conversation. But the fact is that as you go back and think about the fact that we actually draw to ourselves what we want and what we think about the most. How many of us are thinking about having enough of a supply so that whatever happens, and I'll guarantee you, the food is not going to be there. But how many of you think about that versus how many of you picture yourselves with a good 5-year supply in and being able to not care. Not that you're not concerned, but not care with regard to fear and doubt and worry with your own family, whether food is there or not, because you have a good 5-year supply or you have a 7-year supply, not of some basics that'll give you dysentery, but of a good, rounded, balanced supply of food. How many of you have really believed that your debt structure will be the means by which you will be evaluated as to whether you're a potential terrorist or not? If you don't believe it, how many of you sought out and determined to do the research that it's going to take to learn whether that's true and then act upon it by completely paying off your debts very, very quickly? How many of you believe that at some point in time there won't be any electricity to cook your food, that there won't be any electricity to run the pumps, to get the water to your house, to flush the toy? How many of you believe that? And if you don't, how many of you have done the research to convince yourselves that it's true? And then once you've convinced yourselves, it's not up to you to sit around saying, neener, 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 I already know all this stuff, and all you dummies out there that are too stupid to come in out of the rain don't understand what's going on. Well, how dumb are you if you haven't acted on it? Those of you who know and haven't acted, those of you who know and believe that aren't putting forth every resource you can to scrape up every morsel of an old dried carrot you can get your hands on, how dumb are you? How dumb can you get? On the other side of this break.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?"
Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
For those of you that don't remember, the reason we call it Fearless Radio is that if you listen to the things that you're told here, and you take notes and you act upon the things that you learn, you truly will be free. You see, fear is only based on dependency. We fear that which we are dependent on may be disappearing, or may take off from us, may be taken away from us. If we are dependent on food, that's the only way that we can be afraid that there will be no food. If we have our own food, we'll never have to stand in a bread line, fearing that we won't get fed unless we have complied with the requirements of that bread line. Fear is the result of dependency. Look at every facet of your life. If you fear losing your job, it's because of your dependency on that job and the dependency on the money that it brings in that you require to be fed, to be clothed, and to be sheltered. If you fear losing your mate, your loved one, It's because of your dependency and your lack of confidence that they love you as much as you love them. If you fear anything, it's the result of your dependency on losing the source that you fear losing. Dependency is the cause of fear. Now that you've got that written down, as we look at the circumstances you're learning about, you've learned a tremendous amount. Remember our question before this last break, how dumb can you get? If we know and do not do, we are more ridiculous than the people who refuse to know. At least they were smart enough not to make themselves accountable. You know, we can point our fingers and we can say, hey, these people are absolutely they're dumber than a box of rocks. They don't even want to hear what's going on with our country. They don't want to hear that that representatives of the government are going out and buying up water rights. By the way, folks, here's an announcement. If you own water rights, many of you in the East don't understand what this is, but out in the West, where the requirement is to irrigate, people actually own water rights with their land. Any of you who own water rights, any of you who need the money and are thinking about selling your water rights, do not sell it to someone you don't know, a representative of a large organization or corporation. They probably represent the government. It's called blue gold. They are buying up water rights all over this country in anticipation of the water, guys. That's what a famine is all about. If they own the water, you can't get to it. Something many of you have never heard of. But if those of you that have water rights are in such desperate need of the money, or if you're old and about to die and you figure you're not going to need them anymore and you don't have kids, for the sake of your country, for the sake of the liberty of your neighbors and your friends, for the moral sake of those who come after you, do not sell them to strangers. Find your neighbors that also hold water rights. Make them available to them. If you want to do some phenomenal charitable donation to keep this country alive and to keep your neighbors and your friends and your future generations free, please do not sell your water rights. If you know of someone in your area that is thinking seriously about selling their water rights because they need the money, go buy the stinking things. Hold on to the water. It's all you got. It's your life. That's enough for an announcement of concern. And back to the subject. You know, when this whole thing comes down, and there are hundreds and hundreds and thousands of families that are hungry, thousands of families when the disasters hit and the electricity goes off and they're not flushing their toilets, and as a result of not understanding what they needed to do, their basement drains are filled with sewage and they have to move out of their houses within an hour or 45 minutes. When all of that's going on, please don't be one of those that said, you know, I should have. I know that I could have. I only wish I would have. You know, that's a terrible commentary on those of us that are seeking the knowledge. Now, the reason that Fearless Radio is here, and the reason we say bring your notebooks and your pens, and if you have a chance, archive these messages. They are reminders of the humanness of we as human beings. It's human nature. It's human nature to want to look down our noses at those that aren't as smart as we are. But how smart are we if we don't act on that which we know? More on the other side of this break. See you then.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
239-677-3073 or on the web at KenSolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Today about getting it done, I guess. You know, as we gather the information, you know, I've talked earlier in this particular program about the fact that we all have people who don't want to hear about it. But really, if you think about their position, who's better off? The guy that knows what's going on, or the guy that doesn't want to know what's going on, when the guy that knows what's going on doesn't do anything to protect himself, doesn't do anything to change, doesn't do anything about what he's learning. Well, let's talk a little bit about what we do. Let's talk about the next step. You know, there's a very good organization system that says you go through and you list all of the things that you need to get done. And then with each of the issues, you list the next step. Well, what I'd like to go through with you is your next step. Where do you go from here? Now, I'm absolutely convinced that those of you that are listening to the archives and those of you that are listening live here are You wouldn't be listening here if you weren't convinced that the things that we say are true, that they're actually going to happen. But when we first started this broadcast campaign of Fearless Radio, we said, we're going to give you the solutions. Go ahead and find out all of the other information. Go ahead and find out what's going on, what's happening, what's about to happen. Get all of the stuff that's going on in your head and all of the problems. List them. Figure out what they are. And so for those of you that are working with us, you might want to, after this program is over with, sit down and make a list of all of the problems that you know of that you as a family are facing, as an individual and a family are facing, as a result of all the stuff you're learning about what's going on with the New World Order and all this kind of stuff. And then once you make that list, you make another list of the four areas that will solve every single problem that you're facing. And here's the list, and I'll give it to you. Put this down and make it a list. Number one, emergencies. That's the stuff that you hear me talk about with Jim Phillips, and he's going to be on, I believe, in the second hour. If he gets a chance to call in, we'll be going through some of that. The emergency list is when the lights go out, when you don't have any heat, when you don't have any water to flush the toy, all of that kind of stuff. That's the emergency. That's number one on your list. Number two is food. And by the way, your list of problems will always be a list of dependencies. Think about it. Your list of problems will always be a list of your dependencies. Okay? Why is it an emergency? Because the lights went out. You're dependent on electricity. Remember, again, your list of your problems will always be a list of your dependencies. And if you can be independent or eliminate those dependencies, you will find that your problems go away. Because if you have the solution, there is no problem. Okay, now the second thing on your list is food. That's the most important dependency, and put a big X by food, because that's the one that will disappear first. Food is the most endangered of all of your dependencies. We've told you why, and if you want another reiteration of all of the reasons why, listen to almost every single one of the last three or four programs that we've done here. The bee situation is bigger than all of the other food issues put together. But the fact is, do not put in your food. Do not prepare for the emergencies out of fear. We're going to tell you in just a minute why you can do that. Okay, the third issue is indebtedness. We're telling you here at Fearless Radio, you must become free of debt. You must become free of debt. If you don't understand why all the reasons why we've said it's so extremely important, start doing some research. It's not just the bondage that you're tied down to, that you have to go and show up for every single hour of work you can possibly get to pay off your indebtedness. It's even bigger than that. It's huge. It's your life. It's your survival. It's second only to the dependency on food. And then the fourth thing is health. If you have any sick among you, this is the fourth thing on your list. So if you take all of the problems that you're facing, all of the problems that you've heard about on talk radio, on alternate talk radio, whether it's through the web, on streaming, or whether it's in the satellite listening areas, or whether it's in shortwave or plain old AM, FM, if you take that whole list of all the problems that you face, the dollar going down and the economy going to pot in a handbasket, I'll guarantee you, just as sure as I'm sitting here looking ugly, that every one of those problems represents to you a dependency. And every one of those dependencies will fall into one of these four categories, and now you have control of your future, your destiny. You literally, by acting on every single one of these, will be able to not say, when things get really rough, I should have, you know, I could have, I only wish I would have. And we will never be looking in the mirror and saying, Melvin, with all of that stuff that's going on, with all of those, with all that knowledge that you had, how dumb can you get? We don't ever want to say that to ourselves. So let's take a look at these four areas. Here's what you do. This goes in your notebook, guys, on emergencies. You know, a journey of 1,000 miles, you've heard this before, starts with the first step. Unless you decide your next action, you do not have anything going for you at all. All of the knowledge you have about emergencies, food, debt, and health, all of that knowledge, all of the problems that you know exist out there, you can solve every single one of them if you'll just do what we're going to ask you to here in the next 10 minutes. And that is make a list of all four of these areas, and you start with emergencies. What is your next action? With all that knowledge that you've gained by sitting here and talking and listening to us on Fearless Radio, what's your next action with regard to emergencies? What are you going to do Monday morning, the very first thing on your to-do list, one thing that you're going to do to get started at preparing for emergencies? It might be go down and buy the rubber balls that are going to fit in your toilet. Those of you that didn't hear that sequence, call us. If you need to know any information about where to start on any of these four areas, call the Fearless Task Force at 800-409-5633. Now, after you've sat down and determined your next action, stop thinking about the emergency preparedness type stuff. And by the way, one of the first best actions that you can do on emergency preparedness is get on here in our second hour and pick up Jim Phillips' phone number, because he is the task force emergency preparedness guy. But be that as it may, decide what your next action is in emergency preparedness. Okay, then the next thing on your list, of course, is food, right? So many of you have your food supplies in, or parts of them in. What's your next action? You're not done. If you've got a 5-year supply, you're not done. Do you have water? Do you have a means of preparing your food? Do you have it stored well? Have you considered the possibility of caching away some of it and only keeping a portion of it in your presence? All of the things. What is your next action that you are going to do Monday morning? As soon as you get up in the morning, what's your next action with regard to food? And do the same thing with your debt structure. If you are paying any monthly payments, you have to get your debt-free strategy from the task force. This thing doesn't cost you any money. The professionals that put these together know more about how the financial structure of this country works than anybody else in the country. They're doing things that no one else can do. They're doing things that no one else knows about. They're able to do things that you can't do for yourself. The most important thing that they can do for you is take exactly what you're paying every month and all of the various organizations that you're paying it to, and they can put together a strategy where you will pay off everything in a in about a third the time, sometimes less. You will save thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars. And this is not for the down-and-out destitute. This is for every American that is paying their bills. Get your debt-free strategy, get things paid off, and reap the benefit of turning your debt structure literally into a financial future for yourself. That's what these strategies can do. You don't try and think about figuring out what I'm talking about or how they're doing it. Just call us up, get the data sheets out to you, fill them in, send them in, get your debt-free strategy back, look at that thing and say, oh my gosh, I wish I'd have known about these guys a whole long time ago. This is not your debt elimination bunch that are out there ripping you off and creating bad credit. These people are determined to save your life by enabling you to pay everything off and be completely debt-free, and it's your strategy that you use. That's 800-409-5633, okay? That's the debt-free strategy. Now, what you've got to do is go through each one of these issues. And what's your next step? Your next step on the debt issues might be to call in to that 800 number that we just gave you and say, hey, listen, I'd like my debt-free strategy, and it is free, by the way, and send me out the paperwork that I need to fill in so I can get it. That could be your next step. Also, with regard to any health issues, if you have health issues in your family, whether it's you or someone else, what is your next step? It might be to get in touch with Wendy Wilson. She's a member of the task force here. She's an herbalist. It might be, you see, with regard to health, whatever you can believe in will cure you. If you can believe that diet will cure you, get a hold of us, and we'll put you in touch with Hallelujah Acres. Those people have a health ministry that's connected with raw food and getting you healthy that way. If you figure that herbs will help you, then get a hold of us. We'll put you in touch with Wendy Wilson, okay? She's a master herbalist. The lady knows the ins and outs of using herbs to help you get well. If you can believe that that will do it for you, it will. If you believe that you need modern medicine and science, get a hold of us. We'll put you in touch with Dr. William Deagle, okay? This man is a medical doctor, uses all of the advantages of spiritual work, of herbs, of pharmaceuticals where they're applied. He takes modern science, puts it together with the herbs and the ancient healing powers, and puts them all together. If you can believe that that will heal you, it will. The bottom line is, decide today what your next step is that you do Monday morning. So you're going to have four things that you're going to do Monday morning. They're the first step in each one of these areas of preparedness. Now, as you put them together in terms of priorities, the one that will disappear first and that you will have lost your opportunity to take that step with the first that will disappear, be no more, you will not have another chance at, the one that's going to disappear first is food. We've laid that out. We've told you that. If you have less than what you have concluded, now, maybe your next step on food is not to pick up the phone and call 800-409-5633, get a hold of the J. Michael Stevens Group at efoodsdirect.com and find out what's available and what the pricing is. Maybe your next step, for your own sake, might be to do the research to convince yourself that it's an absolute necessity. Because until you're convinced of it, until you have convinced yourself, notwithstanding what we say here or what they say all over the country until you have convinced yourself that the bee issue is so important that it's impossible to express the severity of the problem. Until you have convinced yourself that you must have at least three and a half years, otherwise your family is not going to make it, you will not be able to take the next step of picking up the phone, because there will always be the little bit of doubt, the little bit of, well, maybe it won't happen. And believe me, the fear can be so great of loss of that dependency that you will avoid thinking about it, because you don't want to put up with the fear and the guilt that it could create by having to say, I should have, you know I could have, but I really wish I would have. Isn't it an interesting way of thinking? It's a fascinating way of thinking. But the message is that your next step is either to act on each of these four areas or to convince yourself that you need to act on each of these four areas, but do something.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
talking about how dumb we can get when we only collect information and never act on it. Knowledge is power if we act on it and act according to what we've learned. Now, we've given you the steps. You need to get into those four areas. And today, every program that we have, I want you to set your next goal for the following week. What are you going to do? What's your next step in the four areas? Now, one of the things that a lot of people feel like is that a lot of this is negative. A lot of it is reactionary, fear-based. They say that people that put in a food supply are afraid. They're doing it because they're afraid. No. They're not doing it because they're afraid. They're doing it to get rid of the fear, the dependency that fear comes from, okay? If you fear losing food, it's because you fear the dependency on the food, okay? Now, here's what you need to do. Don't see it as negative. Don't do it because you're afraid. Do it because you have this picture of you and your family. When all of this thing gets really weird, sitting down to a normal meal, and you thank God, the Eternal Father, and you bless your food, and you bless Him for giving you the counsel that there was going to be a famine, and you were wise enough to put in food. And eliminate the fear of your dependency on food. You can be fearless. And the way you do it is by sitting down right now, deciding your next step in each one of these four areas of preparedness, and deciding and seeing the picture of being completely prepared. See the picture of having a five-year supply in. You don't have to worry about where the money's coming from or how you're going to do about it. Get the information and see the picture, and the means will come. That which we dwell upon in our minds, we create. That which we think about the most, we become. You know, Job was afraid. He made the statement in the Old Testament, the things that I have feared have come upon him, upon me, okay? And then when he stopped fearing and turned things around, he was blessed greatly. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the greatest socialist this country has ever seen, made one useful statement that we can take advantage of, and that is, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And then he and his socialist system proceeded to start to create the welfare state, which creates total fear in our population, fear even to freeze them up into action that would eventually put them into bondage. But the fact is, that statement is true. The only thing we need to fear is fear itself. And fear comes from the bondages connected with dependency. Take those four areas, eliminate the dependency, and I will guarantee you that if you see yourself independent and free in every one of the four areas, every one of the problems we're facing will be eliminated for you and your family, and you can truly be fearless. Because remember, if it is to be, it's up to me, and freedom is never free. See you on the other side of the hour.